Skagway leadership prepares for emergencies, ferry service resumes, and a new bookstore opens in Haines. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata and Police Chief Ray Leggett are in Sitka this week for a Southeast Rural Resilience Training Session. The session is led by the state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. The goal is to empower leaders in remote communities before emergency situations arise. Division Public Information Officer Logan Stolpe said it's an opportunity for civic leaders to learn about the resources state and federal agencies have to offer.
It's also just a really good way to meet the folks that you might be working with. It's kind of important in emergency management is building relationships with people before you have a disaster. That way you work with them a lot better. Rather than just meeting them during, you know, what might be kind of a hard time to start working with someone.
This is the sixth training session of its kind in the state and the second in Southeast. Last year, the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management held a spring session in Fairbanks and a fall session in Craig. Participants learn how the agency operates and what they can expect from the agency if there was any type of disaster.
We're in one of the most seismically active areas in the world, and we have the potential for tsunamis and all that type of stuff. So it's helpful for the communities to know kind of what they can expect and what they can count on from the state.
There are 75 attendees at the workshop in Sitka, including presenters. There are attendees from 14 communities from Wrangell to Yakutat. Limited ferry service has returned to parts of Southeast Alaska. On Saturday, a state-chartered Marine Allen catamaran sailed from Juneau to Cake, Angoon, and Tenneke Springs. It's scheduled to sail again tomorrow on the same route. The Melinda Lee carries walk-on passengers with up to 80 pounds of cargo each. Passengers must be able to carry their own luggage, and the vessel cannot take vehicles. The State Ferry Taslina is set to return to service later this week. It returned to Juneau's Auk Bay Ferry Terminal following repairs in Ketchikan. It's scheduled to sail Thursday for a run to Angoon and back, then up to Haines and Skagway on Friday. Alaska Marine Highway System's regional service has been shut down since late January when the Seoul mainliner broke down. That ferry, the Matanuska, remains tied up in Auk Bay, but will need to be transferred to dry dock in Ketchikan for repairs at a later date. Bookworms in Haines will have a new store to satisfy their bibliophilic needs in just a few days. After months of preparation, Amy Kane will host the grand opening of her new bookstore during First Friday. KHNS's Henry Leisha visited the bookstore to learn more about the business and its owner.
The bookstore on Main Street has changed hands a few times over the years. For a long time, it was known as the Babbling Book, then the Babbling Book and Dragon's Nook. More recently, it was renamed the Mysterious Emporium. But when Amy Kane moved into the space this winter, she decided to call it what it is, the bookstore.
Well, come on in. Don't mind the mess. It's getting closer.
It looks way different.
Yes, I've spent a lot of time revisioning the whole space.
There is new flooring with lots of open space, long wall-to-wall shelves of books, antique military furniture from World War II, a floral mural on the back wall, and a signature owl design that serves as the logo for the bookstore. Aside from the mural, the colors in the room are pretty subdued. Kane says that's intentional.
And I wanted to do just neutral colors so that they kind of disappear into the background, and what stands out is the books, which is the whole point.
Kane has always loved being around books. She worked at the Denver Public Library for a couple years as a circulation clerk. More recently, she has been involved in the commercial fishing and restaurant industries. She ran her own restaurant in Sitka for 7 years. The Larkspur Cafe operated out of the same building as KCAW, better known as Raven Radio.
And the best part about it was to have that symbiotic relationship with the radio station and have a place that was downstairs where people could just get coffee while they're doing radio 24 hours a day. And when they brought musicians in, they would play in the cafe, and then it was really a lot of fun. I really liked it.
Kane says she plans to have similar musical performances at the bookstore during events like First Friday. Right now, she is focused on the nuts and bolts of running a business. She has been busy setting up accounts with publishers and wholesalers, but she's excited to see what kind of special orders are placed at her shop once it is up and running.
You know, who wants the really nerdy science books, or someone really into vintage Harlequin romances, or these categories that maybe aren't in the main list of categories? I'm excited to meet those people.
And what is Kane reading these days?
You know, it's kind of sad, but what I'm reading is Bookkeeping for Dummies. I have to admit, it puts me right to sleep.
The bookstore will open to the public during First Friday this week. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or anywhere you get your podcasts.